happy until we talk again later today. We'll have some community conversation coming up next hour on The Morning Show. And news this hour at 9 is sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Treatment has begun for King Charles, Buckingham Palace announcing that the king has been diagnosed with cancer.
The word cancer is always very shocking, and I think in any family that is felt. Across the United Kingdom, people know who the king is. He's been part of their awareness ever since he was born. And so news that he has cancer as head of state is quite a shock.
That's ABC News Royals contributor Alistair Bruce. The rain is still coming down in Southern California. Massive storm system still soaking the state with historic amounts of water. There were 300 mudslides in Los Angeles alone yesterday. That storm should start to move on today. The House moving ahead with impeachment proceedings against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The border security bill seems dead as of right now. Senate negotiators had been working on the immigration plan for months, tying funding to support for Ukraine and Israel. However, former President Donald Trump urged Republicans not to support it. This is ABC News. Just about 6 months after the wildfires that burned through parts of Maui, killing 100 people, the police department there is out with its first report on the response.
The 98-page report details how police staffing that day was 25% lower than it should have been, and the ranks of police dispatchers even more depleted. Fewer than half the dispatch positions were filled. 911 centers received thousands of calls, 13 times the usual number.
That's ABC's Allison Kosick, who says the report shows off many of the police officers on duty didn't have the proper gear to respond either. The head of the FAA asking Congress not to raise the retirement age for pilots. Lawmakers are considering it to address a pilot shortage. And a tech twist to the NBA All-Star Game. Some of the All-Star Weekend events will be played on a court where the floor is glass with a digital display underneath, but the actual game will still be played on hardwood. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 10 Monday through Sunday with all of your lunchtime favorites, burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center pizza. Or call ahead, 649-7469 for carryouts. From the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with the beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Today, the forecast calls for a high of 50 with a good amount of sunshine. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 31. Wednesday, 52, partly to mostly cloudy and staying warm. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, continued unseasonably warm and a low of 39. Thursday, 55, breezy with record amount of warmth possible. Friday, 45. With sunshine, we're after a low of 26, now up to 32 degrees. Today's morning show is next.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from the 7th to the 14th of February, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Thank you. On our morning show today from WRCO, we are here to talk about a current exchange program that is going on. We kind of alluded to it the last time that Kathy Fry was on, who coordinates the exchange programs for Richland Center High School. Kathy, right in the middle of a great stay from some great young people, aren't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a group of 10 students from Argentina and their chaperone here. They are part of a larger group that comes each year from the same school in Argentina, in Buenos Aires. And my pronunciation is probably not the best, but it's close. And we've been working with this program for the last, this is our fifth year. This year, like I said, there are 10 students and one chaperone with the group, and they're here for 5 weeks. They come usually at the end of December to the U.S. in a larger group of about, I think it's about 60 this year, 60 students. Each group then, they work together and tour the West Coast. And then they come and they split off into groups of about 10 students and they go to different schools around the country. So I think there are groups in Ohio, Indiana, Florida, Michigan, Wisconsin. I'm forgetting one. There's one other group somewhere else. Each of the groups has a chaperone with them. So our chaperone is Carla, and you'll meet her later. And this is her second year here. She was here last year as well. So we really enjoy this program. The kids are here at school for 5 weeks. The first week they were here, we had orientation on Monday, a snow day on Tuesday, two late starts, and a snow day on Friday. So the first week they didn't get to go to too many classes, but since then things have been pretty good. And they'll be able to tell you a little bit about their experiences at Richland Center High School.
The other groups that come, do they go to similar size areas, or do some of them go to more bigger cities and things like that?
Well, I know that last year there was a group at Judah in Wisconsin, which is a very small school, probably about the size of Ithaca.
Right.
It varies. Most of the groups go to Catholic high schools. We were the very first public high school that this program worked with four years ago now. That was in 2020, just before COVID hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that
they
changed
left
things.
Right before they left in early February, and then everything just kind of fell apart in March that year. So we were lucky. The next year we actually did have a group. There were six students, and they were the only group that came that year. So we were the only school that had a group from their school in Argentina that year. But each year since then we've had I think 1 year we had eight, but mostly it's usually 10.
And they're in classes. They kind of just meld into the system at Richland Center High School and kind of learn what they can in a month or so?
Yes, they do. Part of the experience is that they are put into the school systems where they go, or the classes where, and they just they are kind of assigned here to different classes that have room for them, and just to give them some different experiences. I know some of the kids are taking art classes, some are taking history classes, so it just kind of depends on the availability. But the reason that Father Adolfo likes to do this, and he is the headmaster of the school in Argentina, is because he was an exchange student himself in high school, and he wants to give these guys a chance to see what that's like. So they get a small taste of it.
That's awesome. So is this a rather spirited group that you have?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. They're a lot of fun.
It's fun to feed off that energy, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I'm getting older, and we still like to host because we like to stay in touch with what's going on with younger people. And it's always fun to have this group. They make their own fun. They do things, just normal things, then they have a lot of fun doing it. So
you should give a shout out to the host families, because I know there are times it always looks kind of bleak and all of a sudden somebody steps forward. So the community really embraces it, don't they?
That is very true. And this year was no exception. We got our last student placed on Thursday, and they came on Saturday. So it was up to the end, and I know the two guys are with the same host family. The program prefers that they be with their own family, but I think they have a pretty good family, so they're happy, and the family is happy, and I think it's a good group of host families as well this year.
Well, let's meet some of them, shall we?
Yes.
We'll move over to the left side of the room here. Camilo is here, and we'll talk first, being so brave. I appreciate that. Welcome to the show. Have you really enjoyed your stay so far?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying, like, the host family is, like, super nice with us. I mean, we are the only two guys on this group of Wisconsin, and I think that they are really nice with both. Always, like, sharing the moments and dinner, playing cards. We teach them how to play, like, or cards from Argentina, and they teach us how to play the cards, the games here, and all the stuff, sharing the moments.
Have they taught you euchre yet?
Yeah. Euchre and up and down the river.
I wondered about that. So you're kind of you're learning from each other, though.
Yeah.
That's fun. What are your favorite things that you've done at Richland Center High School so far?
Probably the snowball dance. Because I think that from that night, I mean, we connect more to the other students. Before that, we weren't, like, too much into the students. So the first week, we almost didn't go to school.
Right.
Because the snow. But then after that, I think that we are more, like, usual to go to school and connect or talk more to the students or the teachers or that.
Mm-hmm. Did you show them your dance moves at the snowball dance then?
Yeah.
Did you? And some other things you're interested in, probably some of the same things that students here in Wisconsin are interested in, right? Sports and music and things like that?
Yeah. It's kind of different from Argentina, but it's nice to know what other people... I mean, I think that here, many people like country music. Uh-huh. Like, it's like the only thing that I hear all the time, but it's good to know the other things of people and the tradition and the culture of the other students.
I had a student one time call me back after they'd been here. They wanted me to send a tape of country music because they kind of got hooked on it. They couldn't get it where they were from. So maybe you'll get hooked on country music.
Yeah, mate.
So you've enjoyed your time here, and what would you be doing back in school at this time?
Yeah, absolutely. We were, like, in classes, and I'm not going to lie, I'm not doing too much in classes, but it's really enjoying, like, the classes and how it's totally different than in Argentina, like, moving to all the classes and that stuff. Like, in Argentina, you stay in the same room, like, the whole day, and the teachers come to your class. I mean, here you have to move to the teacher's class, so it's totally different.
Mm-hmm. Keeps you moving, gets you up and around a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's different. Well, we appreciate you being a guest and coming along here with us today. Delphina is next. We'll have Delphina pull the microphone over a little closer there. And there we go.
It's fine there.
Appreciate, yes, it's good. Okay. Appreciate you coming in to join us here today.
Thank you.
Have you enjoyed your stay so far in Richland?
Oh, I love it. I don't want to leave.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Yeah. But what about the cold weather? I mean, that really hit you in the face when you got here, didn't it?
I mean, maybe I'm weird, but I love cold weather. We come from a pretty warm place. Like, our winter is 45 Fahrenheit. So, like, compared to here, it's a lot warmer. And I love the cold. I love, like, going out and dressing up, and the snow. I loved it. The snow was awesome.
Did you have to invest in a coat?
Yeah.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, but I had only seen snow once in my life, and I was really little, so I didn't remember anything. And when I got here, and I remember the snow day, I went out, and I couldn't believe it. Like, it was awesome. Yeah.
You like your host family?
Yeah, I'm really happy with it, yeah.
Uh-huh. That's going well then?
Yeah, we really get along. We enjoy a lot of time together. We watch movies. We go out. They took me to Chuck E. Cheese, which I hadn't never met. So that was really fun. Yeah, I'm really happy.
Yeah, that's awesome. So your impressions of the USA coming here? You know, were they met? I mean, or did anything surprise you?
I have the constant feeling that I'm in a movie. Like, everything feels not real, you know? Like, our school is kind of similar to here, but there are things that are really different. Like, the classes, we always have the same group, so I never done this, that, like, I have to go to the classroom, because in Argentina, teachers come to the classroom.
Yep.
So I had to, like, get on with the schedule and, like, understand it. And we have sports, but we don't have, for example, wrestling. So when we went to see wrestling, I didn't get anything. It was like, I liked it. It was entertaining, but I've never seen it. So, like, I like the culture here because it's similar, but there are things that are really different. Yeah.
What sports do you compete in high school? Or do you have more clubs?
I mean, we don't have clubs in Argentina.
Okay.
We have sports, but, like, the most popular would be soccer. Like, everyone plays soccer, and everyone watches soccer, and it's soccer and nothing else. And then I play hockey, and I also take dancing lessons. But I mean, like, I think that there isn't, like, that amount of sports like here. Like, soccer is popular, and basketball maybe it is, but, like, football, for example, no, so... Yeah.
Oh, I had not thought of hockey. Is that a sport that's pretty common in your area?
Yeah, there are a lot of girls who play hockey, but it's like field hockey, not ice.
Sure.
Yeah, because
sure. You don't have ice.
Yeah.
I understand. What would you like? Have you thought about a career, what you might like to do when your schooling is done?
Yeah, I want to study medicine. Yeah, after school, I want to be a doctor. I always thought about, like, doing my residence here in the U.S. So coming here and getting to know, like, the school system was really, like, really helped me to decide if I want to or not to come here to study, because, like, I could see how classes are, how the dynamic is, and I really decided I want to come here. So, yeah.
Wonderful. I didn't give you a chance, Camilo. Have you thought about a career, occupation that you'd like to get into?
Not really, not yet.
Not yet. You got a little time.
Yeah.
Is everybody pretty much the same age that comes here?
Yeah, 17.
17?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We got a little time yet. Well, we appreciate you coming in. Joaquin is next on our morning show. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Another question. Do you have radio? Do you have local radio in Argentina?
Yes, we have. I'm not used to listening to the radio, but we have.
You do? Okay. Yeah. You've not been a guest on radio before.
No, I haven't.
This is the first time.
Yeah.
What were your first impressions when you came to Richland Center?
That it's like a small town and everyone knows each other and there's not a lot to do, but I'm doing great. Like, I'm having fun.
Yeah. So you're learning to play cards, it sounds like.
Yeah, with Camilo and my family.
Yeah. Have you done some other fun activities with them?
We went to Los Amigos, and we watched a lot of basketball games of our the son of our host mom's sister daughter. So yeah,
you got to go to the Richland Center basketball games.
Yeah.
Do you play basketball in your home country?
No, I don't play sports. No.
Any sports? Okay. No. What are some of your other interests?
I liked music a lot and movies, series.
Okay, sure. You guys were singing when I came into the studio, too. So do you do choir or perform or play any instruments or anything?
No, I don't.
No?
I just, like, listen to it. I like it too much.
Listen to music. Did you go to the snowball dance?
Yeah, I have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a really good time there. I dance a lot, and I make some friends, too.
Okay. Did you like snow when you got a chance to be in the snow?
Yeah. We slide with some friends from Argentina, and we have a really good time there with the snow.
That's awesome. So what about a favorite class at Richland Center High School?
I changed one class to have a cooking class because I like cooking too. And we are baking apple pie.
Apple
right
pie?
Now. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's great. I really enjoyed that class.
That's good. Is food one of the things you have to get used to when you come here?
Yeah, because it's like a very, like, not healthy food here. So
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. We're going to.
Yeah. I noticed you guys with a box of donuts out there, too. So
yeah. we're having fun with it.
Yeah, no doubt. And you should. So are you going to really look forward to the last days? You're going to miss it when you leave Richland Center?
Yeah. I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we made like some friends here, and also like the family. I think I will miss them a lot. Mm-hmm. But we're also like going to different places before after this.
Oh.
So I'm looking forward to that too.
Yeah. The nice thing is you're making lifetime friends though, aren't you?
Yeah, I hope so.
Mm-hmm. People you can communicate. Have you thought about an occupation that you'd like to get into?
I would like to be a software engineer, but I don't know. Like, it's a lot, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck with that.
Well, thank you.
Nice to meet you. So
you
we move over to the other side of the room here. Carlina.
Yeah.
How you doing,
Hi.
Carlina? Good to have you on the radio with us today. So what have you enjoyed the most so far about your visit to Richland Center?
Yes, it's amazing. It's really good. I'm spending a really good time. Yeah.
And your host family?
Yeah, my host family is incredible. I really like them.
Have you done some fun things with them?
Yeah, we are going out too. Last weekend we went to Chicago, and yeah, it's really good. Mm-hmm. Here we went out and that things, yeah.
Chicago is kind of a little bit different than Richland Center.
Yeah. A big city.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yes.
Do you know what other cities or what other places you're going to be going to after you're done
here?
Yeah.
After this, we'll go to Washington, D.C., Boston, New York, Disney, and Miami.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're going to really
get a big travel.
Yeah. Well, I guess so. That's awesome. So you get a chance to do that. I think you're really seeing a lot of America. You're not just seeing like one aspect. You're seeing.
Yeah, that's good. Yes, mm-hmm.
Sure.
I really like it.
So, have you made some friends at Richland Center High School?
Yeah. At first, was a little bit difficult, but yes, with the snow days and the things. But now, yes, we make a lot of friends.
You all do well with English. is English something that you've studied in school since the beginning?
Yeah. Since primary school, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm always impressed by that. So,
thank you.
Otherwise, it would be a little bit intimidating coming in if you didn't understand the language at all, I'm sure, wouldn't it? So, otherwise, have you been going to some Richland Center events, basketball games?
Yes. We went to basketball games, wrestling in the school. So, yeah, I like it. In Argentina, that don't happen because, like, in the school, we don't have, like, these team games, like basketball and play, so...
Okay.
It's really like...
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you do any sports back home?
No, I dance. I take my dance lessons, yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Great. So, yeah, and I've noticed you guys are at some basketball games, some concerts and things like that. So
yes.
Travel kind of as a group there and get together. So you all are in the same school.
Yes, in the same year, yeah.
That's an advantage because sometimes when you come in from programs, you know, you're from all different schools and things like that. But
yes. Well, we also met some exchange students from different parts, like Germany, Belgium, and that country. So, yeah, it's good, too.
That's a good group, too. We met them. They were on our show earlier this year. So.
Yeah.
Good. Have you thought about your schooling days and what you'd like to get into maybe when your schooling days are done?
Well, I really like economics, so I think I will study, like, a global business direction and that things.
Okay. your first trip to the United States?
Yeah. Oh, okay. My first time being here, mm-hmm. Yes. I really like it.
You'll probably come back and see us again sometime, won't you?
Yeah, probably.
Great. Well, nice to have you on the radio with us. And Josefina, am I close?
Yes.
Yeah, good. It's good to know. So how are you doing?
Good, really good.
Good. Good to have you in here. You've had the advantage of hearing all the other questions, so you've kind of been preparing, so that's good.
Yes.
What's your favorite thing that you've done so far here in Richland Center?
Well, I went out with my family a lot. I went to Door County. I went to eat out. So I think I went to bowling.
Ah.
It was my favorite thing.
Sure. Yes. Do you have bowling in Argentina?
Yes, we have, but it's not common to go. So.
Not common to go.
No.
All right. What's your favorite food that you've tried so far? You mentioned food.
I ate a lot of French fries, but I don't know. I think the cheese curd.
Oh, sure.
Yes, I really like it.
At the school then, sure. Mm-hmm. What about a favorite class at Richland Center High School?
Oh, I think art. I really like painting, so it's my favorite class.
Great.
Yes.
Did you have a chance to paint the snow, looking out the window and painting the snow or anything?
No.
No? Did you get a chance to slide in it and
yes.
play in it?
Yes, we went with my friends, and then we drank a hot chocolate, so it was really good.
Yeah. And you had to bundle up a little bit, get your coats on. And
yes. Yeah. All
coats and boots. You guys are going to get a chance to go skiing. Did I hear that? Or
no.
No?
I don't.
Okay. Oh, okay. Maybe somebody is. I think I heard that. Maybe that rumor in the lobby. Somebody's going to get a chance
yes.
to. So you've done some really unique things with your host family.
Yes.
It sounds like. Sure.
Yes. I spent a nice time with them. They are really nice with me. So it's really good.
And you'll have host families in the other communities that you stay in as well, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they will or they won't? No, they won't. Okay. So you just get to travel about to bigger cities. What stop on the tour are you looking forward to the most then? Which city after Richland Center are you looking forward to seeing
most? We are going to Washington, mm-hmm. Boston, and New York, and Disney and Miami, mm-hmm. yes.
Looking forward to being in New York, I'm
yeah.
sure. And
yes.
The tall buildings.
I want to go to New York.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a really big city, so I hope that I have a good time there.
Awesome experience, I'm sure you will. What about an occupation? Have you thought about that?
Yes, I think marketing. I really like it, and I search something of the career, so I really like that.
Great. And when you go home, are you going to tell students in the other grades at your school about this and something that they should do?
Yes, I think, and they should do this experience, yes.
Great deal. You've been great guests. Thanks to all of you for coming in here today. We appreciate you very much. So Camilo, Delfino, Joaquin, Carlina, and Josefina, and Director Kathy Fry from the Richland District. We'll have more coming up here on The Morning Show.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul at the Prescription Center, providing an update on our move to Sachsenville Road. Chris and I wish to thank all who have offered to help with the move. Vitesnics and contractors have worked many long, hard hours to turn an empty space into an exceptional location for a pharmacy within 45 days. We thank them for their effort. We will be moving Friday, February 9th through 11th. The pharmacy will be closed on Friday the 9th. Phones will be switched to the new location during the day on Friday, and messages may be lost. Please do not call on the 9th. As we move the computers, we will not have access to your records until Monday the 12th. No one may pick up prescriptions from the 9th to the 11th. We are humbled by the support and planning for minimal downtime. We will keep the same phone number, exceptional service, just a new spot.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from the 7th to the 14th of February, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Get ready to light up the sky this 4th of July with Sky Inc. Pyro's Tax Return Presale. They're offering incredible deals at all consumer-grade fireworks. Pre-order now and get a 10% discount. This is a veteran-owned business. Secure your stash now, and they'll store your fireworks until the last week of June. It's the perfect way to turn your tax return into a dazzling display of celebration. Call or text 870-214-8247 to pre-order and snag the best deals on fireworks. Plus, for an extra splash of excitement, they're offering private shows. Make this 4th of July unforgettable with Sky Inc. Pyro, where the celebration begins with a bang. Call or text 870-214-8247 now to light up your Independence Day.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust, Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
On the next part of our morning show from WRCO, we're meeting more of the students from Argentina. You've probably seen them in our community. If not, maybe at a function at Richland Center High School. We're here with a chaperone, first of all, Carla. How are you, Carla?
Hi, I'm very good. I'm glad to be here. Now I'm here in Richland Center with a group of 10 students that they're very, very good here. In these days, I think that they're doing a lot of things with their families. That's a good thing to do here to, like, maybe improve their English. They always talk with the families and do, like, different activities here. And this is my third year in the United States doing this program. And I think that it's very, very good to meet, like, the culture, American culture, and meet a lot of people here. That's great for maybe, like, know the world in different situations, you know, and to improve your, maybe grow up a little bit here, because you need to do your stuff, like, alone. Like, you need to, you're alone here. Like, all the students are with the families, but at the same time, you're in your own, you know. And that's very good for the students. And at the same time, we are 59 students in United States. They're
wow.
not, yes, mm-hmm. in different states. Like, we have 10 in Jacksonville, we have 10 in Ohio, we have 10 in Kansas, we have 10 in Indiana, we have 10 here, and we have 10 in Kentucky, too.
And you were in Richland Center last year, weren't you?
Yes, this is my second year with another group, but yeah, I'm very glad to be here again, because it's a great opportunity to me to, like know the school again and know it's different. Like, it's not the same. Like, this year it will be different, I think, but it's better. I think that, like, the school maybe changed some things, but it's good at the same time to know that, I don't know, different subjects or different activities that they do. It's really good to know another, like, school, because it's different in our country, you know.
Mm-hmm. So when these students are in school or in class, do you go to class too, or what do you do? Do you hang out when they're in school?
No. I have an office in school, and I do, like, some kind of things, like, I don't know, maybe if they have problems with maybe families or something, I can help them with that situations. Or, like, in school, sometimes I go to see if they're doing well in school, or they're doing, like, they are in class or they're not in class. If they're not in class, I'm, like, very mad. But they're very good. They don't do that kind of things. But I need to check that to know that it's very all well or it's not, you know. And that's my job. I'm, like, it's chaperone. At the same time, I'm in Argentina, we call tutor, that it's the person that take care of them, like, to ask if the school is good, if you have, like, your food, if you have any kind of things that you don't like and you want to change it, if it's a possibility to change the subject that you don't like, that kind of things, I'm here to help with that. And then in the other part of the trip, that we go to Washington, D.C., like, when we live here in February 11, and we will go to Washington, D.C., then Boston, then New York, then Florida. And in that part of the trip, I'm there to just help with, I don't know, maybe the boarding passes, the airport, if any have a situation in the street or that kind of things, I'm help them in that situations.
It's a learning experience for everyone, isn't it?
Yes, for me at the same time, yes, because I'm in charge. I'm 19 years old, and I'm in charge of students with 16. It's not very, like, I'm younger too, you know, but it's a very good opportunity to me to be here, I think.
Did you have an opportunity like that? Did you do an exchange program?
Yeah, my first year was in 2022. I went to Oregon. And I have like the same experience. I went in a host family. I do a lot of things there. I met that city that it's like Oregon. It's very, very nice.
Mm-hmm. Your school, are you associated with their school back in Argentina, or are you a separate entity then?
Yes, I'm from that school. I work there.
Okay.
I'm the secretary of the headmaster of the school, and that's why I work all the year with this program. Like I worked with this trip all the year. Like in 2023, I work a lot with this. Like with the students, I have interviews with the fathers, with their parents, with the students, all of that things.
Uh-huh. So when the students come here, is it kind of a rigid standard for them to be chosen here? Or how do they get to be a part of this trip?
They need to know English. The first step is they need to know English. They, like in Argentina, we have the students that they don't choose English and the students that they study English. If you want to come here, you need to study English. And then you need to have the money to pay the trip, you know. Because it's very expensive for us, but at the same time, I think that all the families, when they, because it's the only high school in Argentina that they did this trip, you know? It's the only high school that did the part of the host family and then the trip in the cities, in the different states. It's the only school in Argentina that they do that.
Huh. It's a great learning experience for them,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes,
and
yes.
Life
it's,
skills. And
yeah, it's very good. I think that now they're, these kind of people here, they're like this, but then when they go back home, they're different, like a little bit, but then they grow up a lot, you know?
Yeah.
It's very good.
I'm guessing their parents see that when they go home.
Yes, 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 yes.
Sure. Well, let's meet a few more of them here today. We have Lola, right? Lola?
Hello.
We have two Lolas.
Yeah.
well, okay, we'll go with this Lola over
okay,
here.
Okay, sure.
Lola in the corner, all right.
The corner girl?
Yeah. So, what have you enjoyed the most about your visit to Richland Center?
So, this surprised me, but the thing I enjoyed the most is my family. They are the sweetest people I ever met, like, I'm so glad I have them as my family. I enjoy, like, spending time with them, sharing with them, everything, like.
And what are some of the things and activities that you have done with them?
Yeah, we, like, hang out every day with all the people in the family, like, and maybe their children that don't live there, or the grandpa, the grandma, all the people are like, friends of the family, and, yeah, and we, like, play a lot of things, like, we are playing pool, like, almost, like, many nights. We sometimes just talk, and that's really nice, yeah. And they take me, like, a lot of places. I met Chicago, and I met Madison. This weekend, I'm gonna go to another place. I don't remember the name, but, yep. Yes.
Keeps you going, then. So
yeah.
At the high school, what are some of your favorite activities at Richland Center High School?
Well, I really like the art classes, and now in like hand and wheel, and we are making things with coil, and that's really nice. Like, I'm really proud of I made a mug. And we have cooking classes that really surprised me too, because we don't have like those like practical stuff in my country. So like get to actually like cook, use the oven and stuff is like really exciting. And yeah.
Have you made some favorite dishes yet?
Oh, we are making an apple pie now. Mine is not going pretty good. It is fun. It's really fun. Yeah.
Sure. It's hard to mess up though with apple pie, you know.
Well, I did. So.
That one of the, we talked with the last group, but, you know, food, that's probably one of the hardest things to get used to though, isn't it? When you come here
not really. No? Last night I tried bison meat. I never tried that. I also tried like deer meat, and I didn't usually like meat, but I'm really like getting used to it. And the cheese here is so good. It surprised me like how many dishes with cheese they have here. Like we go to Culver's, they have like grilled cheese. I never would have thought about that, but yeah, it's good. It's really nice.
Grilled cheese.
Yeah,
that is good. No doubt about it. Did you like it when it snowed and it was like below zero and winds?
Oh, yeah, it was my first time in the snow. I was so excited. It was such a nice experience. The scenery, everything looks so beautiful. They say like a winter wonderland, and it does. It does look like a winter wonderland. You have to like see my house when it's like all full of snow. It's so pretty. Like the view I have when I wake up and I look at the window is it's just amazing. And I got to play with snow for the first time. My family helped me to do a snowman, and it was so fun.
Ah, that's awesome. What about an occupation? Have you thought about what you like to do when your schooling days are done?
Well, I would love to like keeping art things. I would love to be an actress, but I know that's really like hard. So like get lucky with that. But yeah, I would love to like follow something related to art or stuff.
Yeah, sounds like you might want to come back to Richland Center someday.
Oh, of course. I told my family if it was for me, I will come back every year. Like I'm planning to come back sometime when it's summer here, because they told me that it's so fun, and I will like to go.
Yeah.
Again.
Well,
yeah.
Good. That'll be great.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on the morning show.
No, thank you for having me here,
Lucia. Right? You are next. We'll have to get you over to a microphone.
Which
then.
One?
There you are.
Okay. There you go.
It's like your press conference. You got all these microphones around you here. So, well, welcome to the morning show.
Thank you.
What were some of your first thoughts when you visited Richland Center?
I remember the first time when we were coming to Richland Center, the first thing that came to my mind was, I want to touch snow. And that was basically what I was excited all about when I was like, when we had the interviews and everything, I would just say snow, because the last time I went to snow was like when I was like 7. I didn't remember much, but then when I arrived at Richland Center, I realized that not only snow was what I really liked, I liked a lot of stuff too, because you get to meet a lot of people, and it was just amazing meeting new people, the neighbors, the family, and I think that's what I really most liked about everything for now.
So it did snow in Argentina back when you were 7 or no?
No, I mean,
You went somewhere.
Yes,
I was going to say, that would be kind of a phenomenon. If
yes, no, I think they said in Argentina sometime it snowed, but it was like in 2007 or...
Okay.
But I haven't seen any snow more than that.
Before your time, a little bit.
Yes.
What are your favorite classes at Richland Center High School?
My favorite classes, I'm into art stuff as well. So I like art survey, which we do like a lot of handy stuff. We do origami. We were just making, I don't know how it's called, but you grab fabric and with, yeah.
Some sort of weaving or crochet, maybe?
Yes.
Crochet? Okay.
I think so. And I think that's one of my favorites. And I also like cooking because we don't have cooking in Argentina. And like these kind of classes in Argentina, we don't usually have them. So it was like a shock. And it was actually really fun cooking with friends.
What do you serve typically for school lunch at your school in Argentina?
Actually, I haven't been to school lunch for a long time. Because if you want to stay for the like lunch, you had to pay. Or you like we had 2 hours left to go lunch or to our house to have lunch and then go back to school. So, but if you want to come back... just stay in the school, you have to pay. And I think the menu changes like every week, every day. But I remember we would have like maybe hamburgers or, I don't know, actually.
Something similar, it sounds like.
Yes.
You got to go to the homecoming, or not homecoming, the snowball dance.
Yes, right. We went to the snowball dance, and it was so much fun.
Yeah, so you danced, I take it, then, a
yes,
little bit? Sure.
I danced. I came back with my legs just hurting like hell. And when I came back, I was like so tired. I just took my coat off. I took my shoes off and I just jumped in the snow with the dress and just lay there for like 5 minutes.
To cool your feet down a little
bit. Exactly. Because I think I might have like some, how do they call? I don't know, but my feet hurt so much. I just was feeling like putting ice on them. I said, we have snow. Why not? Just like that.
So you've been doing a few things, some fun things, and are you looking forward to the rest of the trip, going to New York and all of those places?
Yes, I've never been to New York. The only place I have ever been, like in the United States, was Orlando, but also like in 2018, around that time. And my dream has always been like coming with friends or people I know, more than my family, but people like from my age. So I'm very excited about that part, but I also don't want to leave the Wisconsin.
Ah, yeah. Well, that's awesome. So nice of you to say that. What about an occupation? What have you thought about as far as your post days are done here?
An occupation maybe I would like to do when I get older. I'm really not sure about that because I want to try many things, but I'm not sure which one of all to choose. But I would like it to be something related to art or maybe the entertaining industry.
Oh.
Maybe something behind the scenes, like in the movies, or maybe something in fashion, or just art, like drawing, something like that.
Okay. Do you have a favorite American artist, like music artist?
Music artist. I really like Maneskin. You probably don't know them.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Well, great. Thanks for being a guest on the program.
Thank
here
you for inviting me.
Today, you bet. All right. So let me see. Going on my chart here again, Augustina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi.
Got it right. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah. Well, I'm really good and I'm really glad to be here.
Great. Have you been on radio before?
No, this is the first time. I'm the only student here that it's not in communication in school. I'm from the like economics part of the school. I take that in Argentina, so this is like all new for me.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So explain how that works then. You're in a different part of the school then?
Yeah. Well, in school, we are divided by orientations, they're called. We have like social studies, natural and sciences studies. Then we have economics, that's what I'm in. And then we have like all of like technology stuff and the communication stuff too. So we are divided and we choose what to follow. We have like the same subjects, but also we have like added up subjects that are like specific of each like orientation.
Okay.
So I'm taking also like business and accountancy and that stuff, economy, that's some of the subjects that I have and they don't. And they probably have like journalists, like to be a journalist and stuff. So, yeah.
Using this is an educational opportunity for you a little bit.
Yeah,
maybe sure. For the future, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sure. What have some fun things been that you've done with the Richland Center High School?
Well, I also take, as Lola and Lucia said, I also take art and cooking, and they're like, I love that classes. We're doing embroidery. That's what we're doing now.
Ah, okay.
And I love that. And I think I found my new hobby because I didn't know how to embroider before the class, and it's really cool. And I also am taking U.S. history, and I like that because I get to understand more of the like past of the United States. That's that subject I obviously don't have in Argentina. So it's like an opportunity to learn more about like the culture and the history. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do students ask you about Argentina and to kind of describe back home?
Yeah, well, we talk like maybe about the basic things like the food or our language or the weather also because I love snow here. I've never seen snow before coming here. Because, as Lucia said, the last time it snowed in Argentina was in 2007. I was like a baby at that time, so it's amazing the difference of weather and everything here.
Yeah, are you looking forward to the rest of the tour then as well?
Yeah, of course. I love doing like tourism. I've been to New York before in Florida, but I've never been to Washington and Boston, and I'm really excited for that. Because that's also, we're going to visit universities, colleges. So that's like a really good opportunity too.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps maybe you'd come back to college in the U.S. someday? Or?
I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm going to do in the future. I know that I'm like interested in business and like marketing, but I'm not sure if I'm going to study in Argentina or somewhere. But maybe someday I could come here to study like take courses, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for coming on and being the guest here today.
Thank you.
You bet. You're welcome. Let's move over to the other side of the room then, and we have Renata. right? There you are.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Thank you.
Good to have you on the radio with us today. We appreciate that. When you came to Richland Center, what were some of your first impressions?
The snow, obviously.
Snow, yeah. And it was cold?
Yes, yeah, so.
So cold.
Yeah.
Then you had to invest in a coat then, right? You had to have something to bundle up with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you go out and make snow angels or anything like that?
Yeah, and like fight of the snow and slide. And snowman.
Okay. That's great. So have you gone to basketball games and things like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you play sports back home in Argentina?
No.
You've been to some basketball games here?
Yeah, today we have another one too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going to go to that?
Yeah.
As well, good. Tell me about your classes. Have you had some favorite classes at Richland Center High School?
I love team games and fitness.
Oh, okay.
Those are my favorite classes.
All right. Do you have the same kind of favorite classes back home in Argentina then?
Yes. Yeah, yes.
And you're in the communications as well?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What would you like to do as far as a career when you get done with school?
I would like to be... I don't know, maybe criminology.
All right.
I study something like that.
When you dream, do you dream in English or Spanish? Do you, you know, because I know you can speak both languages.
Yes.
You do, okay.
Yeah, of course.
Anybody else? Because it doesn't take very long sometimes when you're back in the country. Is that right, Carla?
No, I think that you need to stay here for maybe 6 months or a year to start thinking in English or start dreaming in English.
Okay. Then then you do. Okay.
So when he's talking to me in English, I will be thinking in English. And then, like, when something, all of a sudden, start talking to me in Spanish, I, like, get confused. Like, my head has to switch from, like, from English mode to Spanish mode. So, yeah, it's like... It really depends. I think it's like you're in the mood or something.
Yeah.
Sometimes, it's very funny because in my host family, I'm with my host sister is German, and she talk like she's bilingual too. And sometimes we talk in German and in Spanish and in English, and we our brains are like, what?
Oh, sure.
Yes. But like, it's really cool to know like another. Places and countries here too, because they are 10 students from different countries too in high school.
It's amazing how you can turn it on and turn it off, though. Go from one language to another.
It's like a switch. It happened to me that yesterday, I just woke up. Do you know when you woke up and you just, where am I? What am I doing here? So I just woke up. Normally I said, buenos dias, compadre. So I'm just like saying hello normally in Spanish. And they all like look at me like, what are you saying? And then I have this other same student that's living with me. And he goes, hello, hola, buenos dias. Also, because we just sometimes like speak in Spanish, but as a joke, right?
Right.
But it is like a switch that sometimes you just, oh wait, shoot, I should be talking in English, not Spanish.
So there was this time I was talking to like someone in English, and at the same time I was talking to someone in Spanish, and I was like translating between them. I mean, we all could talk in English, but I and he was the only one that understood Spanish. So the thing is like, I will translate this to the girl that didn't understand. And then I will like start to translating her, but not actually, because I would look at her, I would talk in Spanish when he just talked to me in English. Like I had like, I was thinking about like translating, but not in that way. It wasn't that.
Yeah, it's a challenge. I don't know how you do it actually. So Renata, what will you, when you leave Richland Center, are you going to miss it?
Yeah, of course. I want to come here again.
Come back again sometime. Yeah. So the other Lola is on the other side of the room. So how are you doing?
Fine.
Good to have you in here, and thanks for agreeing to be on the morning show with us today. Have you ever been on the radio before?
Oh, yeah. Actually, my mom in Argentina works in a radio station, and I've been to her, so I kind of know a little bit about this.
That's really cool.
I also study communication at school, so it's like a familiar thing to me.
Tell me about the radio station in Argentina then, that your mom works at. What kind of music do they play?
They play mostly music in Spanish. I mean, we also have other radio stations that play music in English, but my mom's radio mostly plays songs in Spanish.
Okay. Right. So would you like to work in radio someday, maybe?
Yeah, I would like to work with my mom, okay, probably someday.
Oh, so you're not going to come back to Richland Center and work at WRCO then, probably?
Yeah, I'd like to come back here someday. It's really pretty.
You like your host family?
Yeah, they are really nice. I have just one sister in Argentina, and this family is like really different for me because they have, I'm staying with a mom and a dad, and they have, I think, 4 sons and 2 daughters. We are like so many siblings, and I'm also staying with another exchange student from Pakistan. So we are like, 8 kids at home. Yeah.
Wow, that's great. So you're learning, you're trying to better your English while you're here as well. Is that one of the goals?
Yeah, I think my English here has really improved. I wasn't as fluent as before I came here. Yeah.
And you had fun at the dance, the snowball dance, sounds like?
Yeah, I went to snowball and it was really fun. I really liked the music they were playing. I was wondering what kind of music would they play in American dances here. And I got really surprised. Yeah, I really liked it.
Kind of the same, right? I mean, the music is similar, probably.
Not really. In Argentina, at the parties, they mostly play songs in Spanish, like from Argentina or from other Latin countries. And I was amazed because all the music here was in English. And I knew most of the songs because we also listen to music from here in Argentina. But not in parties. Mostly in parties, just music in Spanish.
No country music, though, probably.
No country music.
So, what about an occupation? Have you thought about that? What you like to do when your schooling days are done?
I would like to be a doctor when I finish school. I would like to study medicine, yes.
Good for you. So you can do the radio thing on the side, maybe. That can be your hobby.
Yeah.
It's a good group, Carla. We really enjoyed meeting him here today.
Thank you so much. I love my job, and at the same time, I love the students because I meet here. Like, I know all the students because I have a lot of interview in all the year, but now when I'm with all these students, like, more, maybe we're more closer because I'm every day with them, and they're very nice.
Yeah, good. Well, safe travels to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I think all my students and me, we want to come back here one time. Maybe we can be here in summer.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah. Enjoy the green leaves and the warmer weather, you know. And you are hitting a home run in terms of Wisconsin winter because it certainly isn't as bad as it usually
is. Yes. It's very different because now in Argentina, it's summer. It's like 100 Fahrenheit right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Great. Well, nice to meet all of you here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet. So we had Carla, we have Lola, we have Renata, Augustina, Lucia, and Lola here on this portion of the morning show. And they're here again until February 11th. So maybe you'll have a chance to say hi to them at Richland Center High School or at one of the events.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with the beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not